Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us is author Teresa K. Irish. How are you today, Teresa?
I'm great, Kevin. Nice to be with you this morning.
Oh, we're glad to have you on the program. Now, you've been kind of on a tour of sorts, promoting the book A Thousand Letters Home, haven't you?
I have. I have to tell you, we've just been both humbled and overwhelmed by the wonderful response. I'm currently on a tour of 40 sites within Michigan between now and December 1st. So we've been delighted with the response that we've had. Just returning yesterday from Gladwin and Houghton Lake area, and looking forward to heading your way next week.
Yes. In fact, Tuesday, September 17th at noon, you're going to be at the Robert J. Parks Library in Oscoda and talking about the book A Thousand Letters Home. Now, give us a little preview. Tell us a little bit about the book. Is this your first book that you've ever done, or have you been an author for quite a while?
Well, you know, Kevin, I'm actually not an author by trade. I'm an unintended author. I was raised in Saginaw, and my dad passed away at the age of 84 in 2006 in Saginaw.
Okay.
And he had an army trunk that resided in our home our entire life. And my dad was a decorated World War II veteran. He had a Silver Star and Purple Heart and two Bronze Stars.
That's great.
He did talk about the war. So we thought we knew most of what there was to know, but a month after he died on Memorial Day weekend, I opened his army trunk, and we found 1,000 handwritten letters from his first week at World War II, or at Fort Custer in November of 1942, to 38 months later coming home on the Norway Victory from the front lines in Germany in an army of occupation.
Wow.
And not only did he write incredibly deep and reflective and detailed letters, he had an accompanying photograph album of 250 photographs, all with the handwritten details on the back, including some of the atrocities that he saw in Germany.
Wow.
And it was in pristine condition, the letters all in their original envelope, and it was just an amazing insight into day one to the end of our common day private first class soldier, little Bud Irish from Hemlock, Michigan, through World War II.
That is terrific. Now, I got to ask, because there's probably a lot of people who have a similar story with somebody who wrote letters from, but never ever thought of publishing a book. Where did the idea for making this into a book come from then?
Well, you know, as soon as I read them and soon after started sharing a couple with people, Kevin, I realized that although they were my dad's letters, within two or three sentences, people would start to get a little teary-eyed and say, you know, my dad or my grandpa or my uncle had a Navy chest, or my mom's brother didn't come home. And I started to realize that unlike, you know, letters from Iwo Jima and Flags of Our Father, which I loved, this was one soldier beginning to end versus a lot of soldiers at one point in time. And I realized the historical significance first, and then, of course, the emotional one, because so many people spend a lot of time, whether it's through genealogy or what, trying to kind of fill in the pieces of the past and their family. And this is a lot of insight of those 16.1 million American soldiers that journeyed through World War II.
Yeah, and now what a story it would be for those who may have experienced it, or for the younger generations who did not. Here's a chance to see what it was like and maybe live the war almost day to day. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a really unique way to teach history today.
Yeah.
And it's really threefold. It's a love story. My dad got engaged to my mother right before he left. So she was his long-distance sweetheart fiancé for 38 months.
Wow.
And it's a faith story. His faith is huge throughout. He always writes that he's ready to go anytime if it's what God intends.
Hmm.
And then, of course, as I said, it's the primary rich source of our history. But it's a really interesting way to remember our history. And it's very important for the people that are descendants of all of our veterans, because it sort of helps us remember why we have the freedoms that we have.
You bet. Now, you'll be at the Parks Library. That's on Skeel Avenue, Tuesday beginning at noon for that presentation and for a signing. But then also your World War I tour continues even on that Tuesday night. You're at another location.
That's correct. I'll be at the Omer Little Eagle's Nest Library at 7 p.m. on Tuesday evening.
Wow. Now, where is the book available online, and where would they find a copy of the book if they're interested in purchasing it, Teresa?
It is. We have a website, of course, 1000lettershome.com. Mm-hmm. 1000 is spelled out. And I do the order fulfillment on that site, so we sell books with inscriptions and dedications for special gifts. And also, we're on Amazon, we're in Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
And we came out with the ebook as well in June of this year, and that's also available through our website for all versions of the e-readers.
Very nice. And of course, it will be available at the Parks Library and at the Little Eagle's Nest in Omer on Tuesday the 17th also, and you'll personally sign a copy.
Absolutely. We have both hard cover and soft cover, and I promise people an evening of laughter, a couple of tears, and actually some music thrown in, so it will be quite a journey back in time.
Oh, it sounds like it's going to be. Teresa K. Irish is the author of 1,000 Letters Home. You got to go hear the story. Tuesday, September 17th at noon at the Parks Library in Oscoda, 7 p.m. at the Little Eagle's Nest Library in Omer. Now, of course, it's brought to you by the Iosco Aranac District Library. And Teresa, it's been a pleasure talking to you. It's a wonderful story, and I love hearing stories like that, and hopefully we get the chance to talk again, and maybe somewhere you'll find another subject for another book.
Well, we'll see. I appreciate that. I'm just glad for this journey, and thanks for having me today.